Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Wild West. That's right. Tom Lydon, editor of ETF Trends, joins us now, as he does each week at this time, to discuss and give us his ETF of the week. Now, if you're not familiar with ETF Trends, it's not just like, hey, here's an ETF you should look at. There's a lot of stuff there. As an ETF investor, this is a great place for you because it's everything you could want to know about ETFs in one location. Again, it's ETF Trends on Twitter, at ETF Trends, or follow Tom's personal account. That's at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Market Vectors High Yield Municipal Index ETF, ticker HYD.
Okay, ticker symbol HYD, the Market Vectors High Yield Municipal Index ETF. I can't decide which to ask about first, Tom. High yield, high yield, which of course in ordinary parlance is junk, or municipal. So which is driving the bus here?
Well, you know, a couple of things. I think the main point I want to make is municipal bonds and municipal bond funds and ETFs have kind of got a bad rap lately for a variety of reasons, most notably what went on in Detroit regarding the bankruptcy fiasco, the Puerto Rico debt scare, the Illinois pension problems. All these things add up for bad press and not a lot of love for municipals. However, they've actually done quite well. So, for example, this ETF, HYD, is actually up almost 6% so far this year, almost double what the S&P has done and double what treasuries have done. So there are certain areas where there may be default problems, but default rates overall in municipals have come down dramatically, number one. Number two, by having an indexed-based ETF in municipals, you've got that diversification at a very low and reasonable price. But on top of that, with the higher tax rates of, you know, individuals here in the U.S., and on top of that, the Obamacare tax, the tax equivalent yield that you're getting here is over 8% if you're in the higher tax brackets. So for investors today who are looking at, gee, we're at a five-year bull market, maybe this bull market's a little bit long in the tooth, I want to diversify and I want to get some income, even though rates are very low, tax equivalent yields are obtainable, and they are obtainable for a reasonable price.
Okay, but we are talking about municipal bonds, and municipal junk means Detroit, Puerto Rico, pension funds in Illinois, or pension exposure in Illinois, and some of the things that we've heard about there. So at that standpoint, while junk has not been particularly junky for a long time, and you and I have had this discussion on other
right.
high-yield funds, this is the one place where we're going where we actually have some headlines.
Well, there are some headlines, but unfortunately, a few headlines has pulled down the whole market. When you start slicing and dicing the exposure that you have here, first and foremost, you know, it's not as though these are all C-rated. Most are in the triple B to double B rated. That doesn't mean it's A-rated for sure, but it doesn't mean that it's really, really bad. The other thing is, from a diversification standpoint, there's only one state that has 8%, and that's California, but you've got Texas at 6, Florida at 6, New York at 6, Ohio at 6, Puerto Rico at 5.5, New Jersey at 5, and then the sector ratings as far as the balance as well, 31% healthcare facilities, 9% transportation, 7% education, 6% tax, 4% water. It's really diversified in other areas too. So that what you don't want to do is be stuck with one Puerto Rico bond or one Detroit bond that's going to default. So that's the whole reason around diversification, around indexing, around low costs. And overall, again, there's no guarantee that you're not going to have a default in one of these bonds that may be within this index. However, if long-term the fundamentals look right, and that means decent yield for the price, and also the tax equivalent yield based on your own individual tax rate, it looks quite attractive right here, I'd say, Chuck.
Okay. Now, is this something you're going to hold on like the 200-day moving average basis, or is this something that you're going to hold when we know it's susceptible to interest rate risk until you see the Fed say, ah, now's the time, rates are going up?
I think that's a great point. So now, when you're looking at low rates right now and you want to be able to get your overall yield up there, I think looking at a 200-day average on this makes a lot of sense. But a couple of things. First of all, it only makes sense if you're in a higher tax bracket. If you're retired and your tax bracket's very low, it's not going to be as advantageous for you, number one. So to really carve out a percentage for everybody, that's not the right thing to do. Number two, as you talk about watching the trends, a 200-day average makes sense, but you have to keep an eye on it. So it's very easy to do that. There are a lot of simple online services that provide a 200-day average. Do that. And again, I would say if you've got a lot of money in money market funds where you're getting paid next to nothing, take, you know, let's say 20% of your money market holdings, if you're in a high tax bracket, put it over there and trade it on the 200-day average. You may find that you're going to double your overall yield that you'd have in the money market fund just by putting that allocation.
A great idea for how to do it because, well, Tom said your money market funds were earning next to nothing. I'd say they're earning nothing. They're losing ground to inflation. And here's one way that you can combat it. Again, understanding the interest rate risk, but great points on the diversification and how one muni bond blow up isn't going to affect you the way it would if you held the paper yourself. It's the Market Vectors High Yield Municipal Index ETF, ticker symbol HYD, the ETF of the week. Tom Lydon is editor of ETF Trends. You can follow him on Twitter at ETF Trends or at Tom Lydon. You can go to ETFTrends.com for much more information on all things ETF. Tom, thanks as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, we have just gotten started on the Thursday edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview when Money Life continues.